Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Arkansas update. Lots happening at the state capitol, a lot on our business agenda today. Let's begin with our top business headlines. Reports from two closely watched national freight reports paint the picture of a national economy that is soft and uncertain, but moving in a positive direction. The Cass Freight Index reported a 5.6% increase in shipments in February, which helped counter a January decrease of 4.8%. The American Trucking Association's February truck tonnage index rose 0.6%, down slightly from a revised 1% gain in January. The two reports are a significant leading economic indicator as they reflect what's happening in the manufacturing, wholesale, and retail channels. The head of a $5.7 billion industry in the state, the Arkansas Hospitality Association, and its executive director, Montine McNulty, tell me that her group is coping with a variety of factors in a slowly recovering economy, most notably consumer spending and healthcare. McNulty said business owners are sorting through the impact healthcare reform may have on their employees and businesses, noting that the impact will be different for a variety of companies. McNulty also said a lot of folks in the hospitality industry are just now recovering from the hardships of the Great Recession. The intertwined timber and real estate industries have been embattled since the depths of the recession too. Deltic Timber Corporation CEO Ray Dillon tells me that he sees spec home construction making a comeback. Dillon says builders are beginning to venture into the spec home building market again. In some instances, they're building two or three simultaneously to take advantage of the economies of scale that they can get with their various subs that they work with. And you can read my full interview with Ray Dillon and Montine McNulty on their two industries and what they see happening on our website at talkbusinessarkansas.com. It's part of our latest magazine, Talk Business Arkansas, which you can also access online at talkbusinessarkansas.com. Now, after this word from our sponsors, we'll run through our political headlines, and later, I'm joined by Republican gubernatorial candidate Curtis Coleman for a conversation. I'm Roby Brock. This is Talk Business.
I don't think it's going to be an easy conversation because they are very strong-willed. I think it's going to be important to us that we know that you're somewhere in a facility that looks after you, has compassion, has care, and you respect it. I mean, I'd love to look after them. I'd love to be able to take care of them, but I don't think I could. That'd be a wrong choice on my part.
Arkansas's skilled nursing and assisted living centers provide quality care for our seniors.
Farm Bureau helps protect its members in more ways than you might think. They've always been the voice of agriculture in Arkansas, working on behalf of folks like me when nobody else would. And Farm Bureau stands for the values that Arkansas families care about. They've protected my right to farm and make a living, which helps everybody who likes food on the table. You know what they say, Arkansas counts on agriculture, and agriculture counts on Farm Bureau.
The Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The State Chamber AIA is the leading voice for business at the state capitol and serves as the primary business advocate on all issues affecting Arkansas employers. Our mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent anti-business legislation, regulations, and rules. Now, more than ever, business matters. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.
On to politics. Here's a rundown of some of the action at the state capitol today. A bill we profiled yesterday with Representative Darren Williams, House Bill 1822, passed out of a House Agriculture and Economic Development Committee meeting this morning. The bill encourages private sector investment in small businesses, particularly in low-income regions, by providing tax credits tied to private capital investments, including existing businesses. The bill would authorize community development entities, CDEs, that would coordinate private investment and funding for qualified businesses. The bill, modeled after legislation in other states, now heads to the full House for consideration. Well, it wasn't pretty, but it was for a good cause. Last night, members of the Arkansas House and Arkansas Senate squared off in a charity basketball game to raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Arkansas. The House, led by former Harlem Globetrotter Representative Fred Smith and former Razorback sharpshooter Pat Bradley, spanked the state Senate 69-60. The event was held at UALR's Jack Stevens Fieldhouse. And there are a lot of limping legislators at the Capitol today. When we come back from this word from our sponsors, I'll sit down with Curtis Coleman. He's a Republican candidate for governor. Find out what's on his agenda. I'm Roby Brock. This is Talk Business. We're back after the break.
Noble Strategies is a bipartisan state and federal government affairs firm with a successful track record of providing effective advocacy for business, government, and nonprofit entities. Noble Strategies provides service in areas such as lobbying, public affairs, trade association management, and marketing campaigns. Learn more at noblestrat.com.
I was looking for a bank that could best protect my finances.
They shared my passion for my business's potential.
A bank that offered investment expertise.
Lending support. Insurance guidance.
A bank that delivered full financial support.
That's how I found True Balance.
True Balance.
From my bank.
From my bank.
Delta Trust and Bank, the expertise to meet all your financial needs.
One of the real advantages of Electric Cooperative's membership is having a voice in our state's energy future.
Not a week goes by without important energy issues making headlines. These are issues that need to be discussed. And you should know that as policies are being developed, the cooperatives are looking out for our members, advocating what's best for you.
We are your friends and neighbors.
We are your local electric company.
The Electric Cooperatives.
We are Arkansas.
I'm joined now by Curtis Coleman. He's a Republican candidate for governor in 2014. Good to see you.
Robbie, it is good to see you.
Haven't seen you since your announcement in this very old Supreme
in this
Court room
a few
weeks ago.
Almost a month ago now.
It's hard
been to
that
believe.
Long?
Yeah, I think it was February 21, I think.
Well, I don't keep up with dates that well.
Somebody was asking me a moment ago as we walked up to the Capitol what day it is, and I said, I have no idea. They're all running together, so I think I'm supposed to be here now.
Just another day on the campaign.
Right, show. It is.
Let's talk about why you decided to get into this race. Why the race for governor in 2014? There's going to be a potential challenge to a Senate race, which
yes.
you ran for the Senate in 2010.
Yes.
There's constitutional offices. There could be congressional offices, but governor is where you chose to enter the field.
Well, thanks for that question. There were two things, actually. Over the last several years, I've been studying the economy of Arkansas. And the more I've studied the economy of the state, the more frustrated I've gotten. Because, and you know this, Roby, we're like 47th or in personal income in the state. And all the states around us, or at least the majority of the states around us, are growing faster than we are. Oklahoma's economy. In 2011, Oklahoma's economy grew at 3 times the rate of Arkansas's. Tennessee's economy grew at 6 times the rate of Arkansas's. Texas' economy grew at 10 times the rate of Arkansas's. And the more I studied our economy and our resources, I mean, we grow more food than we can eat, although it kind of looks like I've been trying. And we grow more timber than we can use. We grow more fiber than we can wear in this state. We produce more energy in this state than we can consume. We have more water than we need. And I mean, the list goes on. And the more I studied it, the more I realized that there's no reason, rhyme nor reason, why we should be considered to be, quote, a poor state. In fact, the more I heard our political leaders, in my opinion, excuse their poor performance on what I think is the hollow pretext of Arkansas is just a poor state, the more irritated I got about that. And I began studying why. It's not our people. It's not our resources. It's not even our roads. We have an onerous tax code in this state. We have the most anti-business, job-unfriendly tax code of any state we touch. And those things can be changed.
Well, let's talk about taxes, because
okay.
there's a lot of tax
and
cut.
There's a second reason, so let me make sure.
Well,
I'll tell you the second one.
All right.
The second one is that, as you know, I'm a student of the Constitution. I enjoy teaching the Constitution. And the more I studied it, the more I looked at the national landscape, I've decided that if we recover the constitutional republic that our founders and framers gave us when they gave us this country, that recovery is going to have to begin in the states and come from the states. And that we've got to recover the intended balance of power between the federal government and the states, and we've lost that. Mm. So those two are the big things that pushed me into the governor's race. And I think this is where that recovery is going to start.
Not to beat you up on it, but you didn't Help have me. A great showing in the 2010 U.S. Senate race.
No, you're right.
Why is it going to be different in the 2014 governor's race?
Well, several reasons, and there's a whole list of them. I learned a lot of things from the Senate race. You know, as you remember, I was the state campaign manager when Mike Huckabee ran in 1992 for U.S. Senate. There's a world of difference between being a campaign manager and between being a candidate. But, you know, several things I've done differently is I went to work and was involved, at least. I can't take credit for it exactly, but I was involved in what now a lot of people are telling is the strongest statewide grassroots political campaign organization that's been seen in the state. We actually have functioning campaign committees, some counties with 40 or 50 campaign team members in almost 50 of the 75 states.
Counties. And,
counties, right. Thank you. 50 of the 75 counties. And then the second thing is we took a totally different approach to raising money than I did in the U.S. Senate race in 1992. And I got in 92, I got a real clear, firsthand, expensive lesson on how important that is to do that early. And so we've taken a very different and aggressive approach to raising money, and it's going well.
You said 1992, you mean in 2010?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I say 1992?
You said 1992. I'm going to keep you
okay,
in
I'm in the wrong state, here, and so. I'm in the wrong year.
You're doing all right so far.
Campaign trail is worse than I thought.
Let's talk about tax code. Lots of talk about tax cuts up here, a little bit of income tax bracket reform, not major if you want my personal opinion on this, but it will be major in that it's the first time it's happened in several decades.
Right.
You've got some targeted business tax relief floating around. The governor's grocery tax is still there. Davy Carter wants to see some capital gains tax cuts. What do you agree with in terms of what's being debated up here?
Well, I will tell you, I think we need to reduce the state income tax rate. You know, I'm a businessman, and so when I'm losing in a market, I want to understand what the competitors are doing. Fundamentally, I think we need to look at the cumulative tax structure in Arkansas and make a better pro-business, pro-jobs tax structure in Arkansas than any of their surrounding states. And that'll mean adjusting personal state income tax rates, it'll mean adjusting corporate tax rates, it'll mean hopefully eliminating capital gains tax, because those are taxes on investments in business, and we desperately need capital to grow and build new businesses in Arkansas, and that is a huge stumbling block because Texas has zero capital gains tax, Tennessee has zero capital gains tax, and several other states around us are going to zero capital gains tax. So what they're saying to people is that if you'll invest in our state, we're not going to charge you taxes on the return on your investment.
Right.
But in Arkansas, we're going to hit you with 7%. And, you know, we've got to change the economic tax structure in Arkansas to put the welcome mat out for businesses to come to Arkansas.
But I don't have to tell you, there still are some essential state services that are going to to be provided by a tax code. And so when you look at a state like Texas that does not have that personal income tax rate, they get a lot more money out of their severance tax than we do. So are you advocating a shift to raising some taxes in some other areas to at least keep somewhat of a balance? I know that you can shrink government some, and you can and you can campaign on that platform, but you can't take 50% of state revenues
away. I agree with that.
And then be done with it.
No,
so where's the balance?
No, I agree with that. I think the balance is something we're going to have to find, and I'm not avoiding the question. I really think the balance is something we're going to have to find. What we do know is that the states that are growing more significantly and more aggressively are the states in the United States that don't have a personal state income tax. I mean, if you look at the studies, the states that have no personal state income tax are the ones that are expanding and growing the fastest. But they have other taxes and other tax structures, such as different personal or property taxes, franchise taxes, a different state sales tax code. So we've got to find the combination that does two things, makes us competitive. And this has got to be the mission. Makes us competitive with the neighboring states for growing and building new jobs and new businesses, and also adequately funds the essential services of the state. And I think that's going to be a complex solution, and I think we've got to spend a lot of time studying it. I don't have all the answers today, but that's where I want to go. And, you know, I've always worked hard, Roby, at I've always assumed that if we're only smart enough to do what I know, we're in trouble. So what I've always done in the companies that I've run is I've hired people around me who are a lot smarter than me. And they've always told me that was an easy job for me to do. You know, harder for them, easy for me. But I can see where we need to go, and I'm going to put people around me, and I already am, who know how to build the roads to get there.
I'm going to give you a pass early in the campaign for not having specific.
Well, but as the campaign goes on, we're going to be more and more specific. Yeah, in fact, we have a whole schedule of initiatives that we're going to be introducing as the campaign progresses. Some of them we're still putting the nuts and bolts on and putting the wheels on them. Later this year, I'll be introducing what I call my 21st century plan for economic development in Arkansas, how I want to distribute economic development to the communities, to cities and counties. Right. And we've talked about that a little
that
bit already.
Right in your press conference.
Yeah, because I think cities and counties, communities are the building blocks of the economy and therefore should be the building blocks of prosperity. And I want to move the state towards supporting that more aggressively. And actually, I'd like to see us start 150 new companies, small new startup companies every year, then instead of one big major project once a generation. I think the state will do much better with that.
Okay, well, just for future reference, I want numbers on a spreadsheet at some point. Let's talk about what's going on up here at the Capitol with Medicaid / health insurance exchanges. I know you're an adamant opponent of Obamacare, as
yes.
it's been described.
Right.
Yet we do have a health care problem in this state.
We do.
Providing health care for our citizens. Right now, the option on the table is that the feds have given the state flexibility to basically use the Medicaid dollars in a private option health insurance exchange. You advocating that they're moving in the right direction on that, or you still see major problems?
I still see major problems with it. It's better than the original option, mainly because private insurance companies have a history of better reimbursement rates for healthcare providers, especially our hospitals in the state. I'm very concerned about our rural hospitals. I'm very concerned about UAMS here in Little Rock that I understand lost $210 million last year, and they say that came from treating patients that have no health insurance. I'm very concerned about those things, and I don't want to lose those hospitals. On the other hand, the premise, the principle from which I operate, is that it would be better, instead of putting more people into Medicaid, it would be better to shrink the number of people who need Medicaid. So what I want to do in this state is help us, and part of it is reforming the tax code, is let's build a tax code that lets Arkansas begin to prosper as it should and could. For instance, we did a study, our campaign did a study a few weeks ago, and we wanted to look at median incomes in the neighboring states. And if you live in Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Missouri, or Oklahoma, your median income is $138 a week more than the average median income if you live in Arkansas. Those are the things we've got to address. What I'm concerned about is that when we increase the cost of government, which is what we're talking about doing, even by putting expanding the number of people who can be subsidized under the healthcare exchanges, as we grow the cost of government, that is counterproductive to creating the kind of economy where people can prosper. For no other reason, not only do individuals pay more income tax, the second thing is that businesses, as you well know, consider the cost of government to be an overhead. And the greater the overhead, the less attractive the state is. In fact, I've got a businessman here in Arkansas right now who owns a large internet interconnectivity company. He called me a few weeks ago and he said, Curtis, we figured out that we can save 9% right off the top if we just move our company to Tennessee because of the tax structure and the regulatory structure in Arkansas. And I'm begging him to stay. He told me the other day, I'm going to keep at least two of my companies. And I said, that's not good enough. I want all of them, and I want the biggest one to stay here.
What was the name of that company again?
Right. No. Well, he didn't. Yeah, okay. But let me tell you this. At the rate at which they're growing, they'll be, in their sector, they'll be one of the top 50 companies in the world, and we're about to lose them. So let's do this. Let's focus. Think about if we spent as much energy and even resources on creating the kind of economy in Arkansas where people can prosper and thrive, and you have fewer people who need Medicaid, then that's where we need to go. And I'm concerned that we do things now that inhibit the progress in that area.
I don't have to tell you what you're talking about doing in terms of transformation is not an overnight transformation.
It's not an overnight.
So what do you do in the interim? You've got the federal government basically saying this money's going to be there for you. And do you walk away from that money when it's there for the state to craft a plan that could work for Arkansans?
Well, two things. One is We've got to stop thinking about federal money as not coming from us.
I understand.
And the fact is that our nation is $17 trillion in debt and headed down what I think is a fast track to a catastrophe, a financial catastrophe. And the second thing is that we can't separate the federal money from state money like we often hear state legislators do so often. Because, Roby, if you take $10 out of my pocket with your right hand and then take $10 out of my pocket with your left hand, I can't tell the difference. So if it's the state taking it out of my pocket or the federal government taking it out of my pocket, it feels the same. And we've got to understand that federal money is not free money. And we're talking about a lot higher overhead and taxes and cost. So I'm concerned that we tend to think that federal money somehow doesn't affect us, and it does.
But you can't change that as governor, and you can't change that as a governor's candidate right now. These are the cards you're dealt with and are playing with right now.
Right.
You've got options from the government.
Yes.
What's the solution?
Well, I would do this. I would push back against expanding Medicaid in Arkansas fundamentally. And I would go to work on developing a plan to help our rural hospitals and our state hospital survive that transition period, that spin-up period where we reduce the cost of government, change the tax code, let people start to build businesses in Arkansas, and then start to see the economy prosper. And I don't think it'll take as long as some people think it will, but I do think we have to have a structure and a plan to help our rural hospitals and our state hospitals survive the process.
So
but we will be so much better off when we get there if we'll do that.
Just want to make sure I understand you. So you're advocating maybe either segregating some money out of general revenue to help during that transition or creating some sort of fund
yes.
to help in that transition?
I would certainly support that, yes.
All right. He is Curtis Coleman. He's a candidate for governor in 2014 on the Republican ticket. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Roby. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it immensely.
In the future,
thank you.
We'll be back with another Talk Business Arkansas update tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.